This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Robert and Fort Smith on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. I normally don't have discussions with y'all, but I want to have a small discussion today and get back just a minute.
Okay.
I feel like we'll get to Omaha, but once we get there, after pitch, Smith, I don't know that we got what we need to finish up, because look at Kentucky. Kentucky plays small ball. Throwing that ball, they steal bases. We don't do all that. And I think you have to have that at Ameritrade. So be it.
Right.
You know, because the home run ball ain't going out at that point.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, it's I don't know what this team's going to do, man. I mean, they have pieces, but then of course they're lacking things, because you can never have all of the pieces that you need, but I don't know. And then they've been building all year for this, so you don't know if that's going to, you know, cause something to happen that, you know, they haven't done. I don't know. I can't figure them out.
I was having this discussion last night with someone, and it seems like at the beginning of the year they had all the answers. And the more games they've played, the more questions they've had. Happens with Van Horn's team all the time. They go into Omaha with a bunch of questions. Can they solve them all in a week? I don't think they're going to struggle in this regional. I just don't think there's any pitching outside of their own. I think they'll be fine. The week after that, if it's Mississippi State like you think, or Virginia, whoever it is, I think they can get through that. Omaha's a whole different animal. And that is a long time to be there. And they don't like being away from home.
That's true, man.
So, you know, I was talking to a coach last night, and he was talking about the thing that you were talking about with Hagan Smith and pitching it. He's like, well, you know, he pitched at 9:45 in the morning. I'm like, if your quarterback came up to you and said, hey, coach, you know, game's at 7:30. I really don't like to play till 8:30. What are you going to tell him? Like, get your ass in there. Yeah, you got to pitch when the game is. We can't do this.
Right, but we have evidence. We have two pieces of evidence now that when things weren't lined up a certain way, he struggled. In the cold game, that's on day one, it was cold,
okay,
and he didn't make it out of the second inning, and then the 9:30
game. Are not going to align the games with when Hagan Smith wants to
pitch. Well, you play it an afternoon or a night game. That's how that works. And that's just the way. I don't know.
I don't think he pitched very well, and I think they were not 100% invested in that.
Now,
if his velo's up, and obviously, if you can't get engaged for what's happening Friday here in town, then you got bigger problems. They'll be fine when whichever game Hagan, they'll blow
save
through
him,
this
save
regional.
Him to Saturday.
They will blow.
Save him to Saturday.
Whatever day you got to pitch him.
Oh, save him for Sunday. That's an interesting take. I haven't heard that one yet.
They will not need him this weekend. They could win this regional without him.
Wow.
You got to throw it.
Wow.
There's no pitching here. Everybody's ERA. Look, I went through the list, but a lot of the starters' ERAs are in the fives. And even for unhealthy bats, which Arkansas has, that's a good thing. They're going to get healthy this weekend. They're going to put up a bunch of runs. It's going to look impressive. Next weekend's a totally different animal. You deal with that then.
But you'd get probably, I think Mississippi State's going to win the Virginia Regional. So
you've been saying that since day one.
I think they're underrated. You look at their run differential in conference play against the best of the best. They're like third. They score a ton of runs. So that's what you need to get out of the regional situation there. I think they're undervalued. I think Georgia is overvalued a little bit. I think they have Condon and nothing else.
They're a 500 baseball team in the league.
That's right. Exactly. So I don't. But they also have a pretty good run differential. But for whatever reason, I'm not crazy about them. However, another thing that has happened here, I was going to talk about this when we started the next hour, but we've
landed here.
We've landed here. My God, there are some trash baseball takes out on this team right now.
Okay.
Just some total hot garbage opinions about this team.
For example,
today, someone told me they're not the best team in this regional.
Who said that?
You're an idiot. Somebody said it to me. Like, well, you know, Louisiana Tech's the best team in the regional. No, they're not. They have the most wins. And now, granted, the best team doesn't always win a regional.
No, they do not.
It's a sport. Stuff happens. But to say today that the best team in the Fayetteville regional is not Arkansas is an unbelievably bad take. Like, I don't have the vocabulary to express how bad that opinion is. They're not the best team. They're their building.
They're the best team in this regional by a mile.
I know. They had 1 week where they kind of, you know, okay, so the A&M thing happened. And you don't have to play in an environment like that again. And then they go to Hoover and it wasn't great. And now all of a sudden this team is crap in people's opinion. You're going down this same path that we've seen for 20 years where you don't fall for this. Don't fall for this. They're fine. They're better than fine. But to say they're not the best team in the regional is stupid.
They're going to blow through this regional. And look, could they lose? Absolutely they could. Things could get sideways. Smith has a bad outing, and then what do you do? That could happen. I would say the smart money will tell you that they're going to race through this. If they may drop a game, I don't think so.
I will tell you that if they lose, it's the umpire's fault. That's what I'll tell
okay.
you. That's
okay.
what I feel. Right. That's my opinion on the situation officially. That's what it is. Here's the text. I have no expectations, therefore can't be disappointed. That is a great way to go through it. Just let it happen and just, you know, whatever.
Weekend
let
is not,
let the chips fall
is
where
not
they may.
The challenge.
Well, the challenge is Omaha. Supers are easy. You have to figure out how to win one game.
Yeah.
Because Hagen gets you one, and then you got to figure out how to win another
one.
That's easy.
It depends on who you
the
play.
The regional and Omaha are the most difficult challenges because of the length of time, the games you have to play. You have to figure them out.
I mean, they've been bounced in the regional. They've been bounced in the super. It depends on who you're playing. If they play Mississippi State, I feel great. Just familiarity. With Mississippi State,
if they win this regional, they will be in the College World Series.
Yeah.
You can bet your ass on that. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because they are built for the super regional round where you have to only piecemeal one win because you're going to get another one. That's two. That's all you need. That's easy. But they are built for the regional or the super regional. If they get through this weekend, they're in. It's over. They're going to print the shirts.
Okay.
Book your tickets. All that stuff. If they get through this weekend. Because the Supers is a walk in the park.
Smack Daddy says if Arkansas loses this weekend, he's going to blame it on the fact they didn't get to play on regular ESPN channel.
Oh, Jesus God Almighty. Very good. Thank you, Smack Daddy. I know you're kidding around, so I won't become violent here. But that's the deal. There's a text. They have 3 wins in the last 10 games. That is all true. But they are not they are the best team in this regional. And if you don't see that, then I can't help
it's
you.
It's just people.
You need help beyond me.
There's nobody that believes that.
I know. No, there is. I saw it. I saw it with my eyes.
You can
I
say
read it.
That's just somebody being a contrarian. There's no rational argument for saying they're not the best team in the regional. This is a bad regional. This is bad. It is the 13th or 14th, depending on which. I was talking to somebody last night. Who said
which is why it's on ESPN Plus.
That's also true.
Hello. You get so caught up in our little bubble. We don't have the idea. There's a whole other world out there. Like that other people are interested in other things. We have no idea. I don't know. But there are just some cringeworthy takes that are coming out about baseball because they have lost 7 of the last 10 and they went 0-2 in Hoover. But I mean, God. They have done this twice where they've gone 0-2 in Hoover and gone on to the College World Series.
The 0-2 in Hoover doesn't bother me as much as the games prior to that against good competition.
Okay.
Those games bother me more than Hoover does. Hoover, I mean, you were down there. You didn't. I don't like and this is just a, this is an optics thing. I'm sure it's actually got some basis to it. But from an optics, when Dave goes on and says, well, you know, it's the end of a road trip and we've been on the road for a long time. Well, guess what Omaha is? If you go all the way, you're going to be there for 2 weeks. Don't tell me that after 10 days, your guys are tired and they want to go home.
The first part of that is difficult. But then the finals, you're back to a super regional deal. You got to get two.
All right.
You got to figure out how to win one because you're going to win another.
Here you go. There's somebody saying on the McLarty-Daniel hotline, so you're saying Arkansas by double digits. Yes.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Game one, double digits.
What he's saying.
14-2.
The opposite, 20-5. Remember they 20 got 20-5 last year? They get 20-5 on the good side this year.
Two touchdowns.
It's a festival of runs. It's a good word, festival of runs.
I do like that.
Thank you. I haven't given you the update on the NIL yet. We'll get into that.
Oh, boy.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas, sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, here's another thing about baseball that's driving me nuts. Like Nate's got, well, the last time. Stop with this last time. These guys weren't, a lot of these guys weren't here. What does that have to do with anything?
They're in middle school.
I mean, the last time. You can't, as fans, this is something we do way too much, is we project the sins of the past on the current roster or the current coaches or the current, they have nothing, really? It's a totally different, each year, the team, and I think a lot of coaches would tell you this, it's totally different. It's totally different. You could have the same, parts of the same, you could have some of the same people, but it's, every year is different. Every year, it's a different deal. So, you know, last time they scored a bunch of runs, they lost to NC State. They lost to NC State because they had one pitcher on the whole staff that was any good back then. Some of them have gotten better. I mean, I think Hagen may have been on that staff. They got better. They had one guy that they can rely on. They have a few more than that. Do they have enough to get through three games unscathed? Yes. More than that, I don't know.
This whole thing this weekend, and I agree with you about the Super Regionals, Omaha, hinges on Molina. It hinges on him.
How about that?
That's pressure. If he's good or even average, if he can just keep you in games, you're fine.
Right.
If he's bad, you're back to this situation where you don't have anybody past Hagen Smith that you feel good of trotting out there. The whole thing comes down to whether or not he's good.
I just can't imagine any of these teams like struggling, like Arkansas's struggling against that lineup. Like their lineup just, you know, getting the getting the merry-go-round going. That doesn't mean to say that it won't happen, but I just can't imagine it this weekend. I just can't.
In a vacuum, they'll blow through this. No problem. Three wins, they'll be done. But you can have a day where maybe you don't have your best stuff.
And That's right.
Your breaking ball's hanging a little bit, and teams are hitting it hard, and they've scouted you well. Look, we were looking at La Tech's roster. They got a bunch of Arkansas dudes on that team.
Yeah, they do.
And there's one.
They're very motivated.
There's one that has an axe to grind.
Maybe so,
and
yeah.
He is the, what conference are they in?
He's the Coosa Player of the Year, okay. Ethan Bates.
He was here.
Yeah.
And he's from Central Arkansas, and he's got an axe to grind. So you're going to face a team that's got some motivation.
They're
going to
be very motivated. That's the scary thing about it, because they would love to come in here Dave said, and win it on someone else's field. So you got to respect that. You got to understand that going in. But
even if they got you the first time, for them to win it, they're not going to get through this unscathed. They're going to lose a game somewhere along the line. And then if it gets to Monday, they don't have the depth. They don't have the pitching depth.
That's my concern. It has to go 3-0. Like I've said the whole time.
For Arkansas?
Yeah. They have to win Friday, Saturday, Sunday is over with. That's what they have to do.
If they get to Monday and it's Louisiana Tech, Louisiana Tech doesn't have pitchers either. I mean, they're fourth and fifth guys.
Well, then what's the difference? What's the edge?
Arkansas's fourth and fifth guys are better than their fourth and fifth guys.
Okay, but if it's a wash, does that fact that we want to get it on someone else's field, does that provide enough for them to pull the upset? Maybe it does.
I would not want to play on Monday if at all costs.
No, you never want it to come down to a game. No, because it's a game seven.
It's insane. But I think if La Tech were to lose a game, and they will, it's going their road to winning this thing is a lot more precarious than Arkansas's, for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't think Kansas State, nobody's talking about Kansas State. I was looking at Kansas State today. They're fine, but they're not a threat to anybody, and SEMO isn't either.
I mean, no one can produce a metric that tells me that Louisiana, what?
You like that word.
Well, there's not a metric that you can find that tells me that Louisiana Tech's better than Arkansas.
No! No.
I mean, if you look at the KPI, Arkansas is like fifth, and Louisiana Tech's like in the 40s somewhere. Kansas State's in the 40s. They're right near each other. Forget about SEMO. So it's just what this is again, it's applying football logic to baseball. And these are two incredibly different games. It does not, it's 1v1 ultimately in baseball. Football, you got to have 11 people. And if one person misses their step, the whole play doesn't work.
Yep.
This is totally different than that. And there are trends, but they're more individual trends than team trends in baseball, particularly when you go to the postseason. How many times in the majors do we see a team limp into October and then they go on a run? It happens. People act like it never happens. It happens all the time. So you can't just, you can't just write them off because they went 0-2 in Hoover. Who cares? The velo thing is interesting. That'll be something to keep a very close eye on. Now, that is a valid thing to be
Ricky
concerned about.
Greenwood says, Dave said that the radar gun was off 3 to 4 miles per hour. No one else down in Hoover said that.
Right, yeah. Right.
Nobody said that.
How about that? Yeah.
Except Dave.
Right.
So, all right. I mean, if that's what you want to believe, I'm for that.
Here's the best part about they can't hide this from us, right?
No.
Like, the games are going to happen. We're going to hear them. We're going to see them. And then we're going to find out. Like, we will find out one way or the other if you are what you think you are or if you're not so much. because they can't hide the games from us. They'd love to. They'd love to play these games behind closed doors with no fans. But they can't hide from us. So we'll know. We'll know if that thing was right or not or what happened.
I am sure that he will be fine. The question is, how many innings can he give you? Because the longer he goes, the less you have to trot your bullpen out there, and the more you can save them for the weekend.
The perfect plan is what? Use like three guys Friday to get through that thing. And then, you know, maybe you use another couple. After he gives you six, maybe seven on, let's say six. Let's be conservative. Six on Saturday, and then you got to figure out, three more innings with, one or two more, two or three more guys. All right. So you've used... What at that point you've used seven guys, but a couple of the Friday guys, maybe you could use them again a little bit to get through Sunday. Then you've managed the situation where if you go 2-0, you've managed the situation where you have to piecemeal one more game.
Right.
And they can do that. They can figure that out. So the Saturday game is everything. I would pitch him Saturday night.
Okay.
You gotta have that one. And that's what I would do. And they're going to win Friday, whatever. It doesn't matter.
No. Friday it's name your score.
Print the shirts. All right.
How many runs do you want them to score on Friday night?
Seven.
Okay. Seven it is.
Make them sweat a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
DQ just wants to keep it close, for the TV.
All right. There you go. There you go. Bailey in Denver on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Thank you, Ruskin, for telling us to bet seven cars on the Timberwolves money line. Thanks to him, I can now buy 14 cars. You're welcome. Someone gave me some bad baseball intel, and I did not enjoy a win last night on the BetSaracen app because the Red Sox.
Who has the Red Sox ever winning?
I should have went against you. I should have known better.
I did get the T-Wolves.
They are not as bad as you say that they are. Suck. I should have gone.
Chris in Oklahoma's texting. Yeah. That's enough of the sports talk thing. Let's hear about Taylor Swift and DQ's cat.
Can we talk about the NIL thing?
Sure.
Okay. The weekly update has been released.
Oh God.
And I don't think we're helping. Because since last week, they've lost three members in the drive for 5,000. They're at 790. They're trying to get, for those of you that don't know, in 92 days, football starts. 92 days. 3 months is a lot faster than you think it is. 92 days. Especially when you don't have to do this every day. 92 days in here is like 9 years. I mean, this show ages you in dog years. I'm telling you,
it's a sentence.
Especially in the summer.
It's a sentence.
But when you've got a carefree summer, 90 days goes like that. It's fast. So they need to get NIL contributors. They need to get more than 4,200 of them in 90 days.
How many do they have right now?
790.
I don't think so, Jim. I don't think so, Jim.
The goal is 5,000, and they have to do this. While once again, in a speech to some truckers association earlier this month, Hunter Yurecek is saying that he doesn't like the whole NIL deal. See, you're playing defense. Let's go through this again. All right. Number one, never give us a hard, fast number when it's this low.
Never.
Don't do that. That's a terrible idea. If you want to say, there are ways to manage this to make it seem a little better than it actually is. But the worst thing you can do is tell us that you've lost three members from last week. 793, now it's 790. Don't do that. Number two, can you get your AD to at least pretend that he's on board with this when he makes public comments? That might be a little helpful as well. Just say it. Like, what?
It's a PR disaster.
Why would you load the weapon and then hit? I don't understand.
You never deliver bad news, especially this kind of bad news. My question is, okay, so you go, you hire Petrino, you get the bounce, you hire Calipari. What's the holdup? Why is that number just stuck?
I don't know.
And I go back to what Chuck said, which is I'm not giving money so that some college kid can live better than I do.
You know what it is? It's the crappy gear.
Is it?
It's crappy gear. Okay. You get crappy prizes. I mean, that's what it is if you join this thing, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I continue to be amazed that the place that spends the best, better than the legislature, they spend everything. They got, by August, you'll think the football team's going to win 11 games. That's what they do. They can package it, but not with this. With this, it's like, hey, y'all are on your own. Good luck. The spin machine refuses to help out. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to help you for once. I'm not trying to criticize. I'm trying to be helpful. But you know what? It's like that rambunctious teenager. You make it so damn hard to love you. But, I mean, really?
What would motivate DQ? You're an average citizen with a degree from over there. What would motivate you? You're the future of all of this, not us. I mean,
our
days are over. What would motivate you to donate money to a collective for better athletics?
I don't think anything.
Okay.
People are still poor.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who
that doesn't matter, DQ.
Nobody can afford to donate $50 a month.
You can live outdoors.
What are we, 48th, 49th in something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything.
It's a poor state, yeah. So to tell the poor fans, hey, pay us or we're going to lose, shockingly, the message has not been received well by the populace. Scott, unbelievable.
Scott with a great question. Do you know anyone that's a member?
No. No. And it's also, so here's what we have a very little sample size here. They've been pushing this for a few months now. But what have we learned? The, hey, you better give or we're not going to win, that messaging has failed. We've learned that. Number two, when it comes down to, am I going to give to the foundation for tickets or am I going to give to the NIL for an ugly sweatshirt? People are choosing their tickets
over the
ugly sweatshirt and the ugly sticker and all that stuff. I've never even seen one of these bumper stickers. I've seen more Ruskin and Zach bumper stickers in the wild than
bumpers.
Edge Collective bumper stickers.
We don't have bumper stickers.
We used to. I don't understand this. So these two things have failed. And now it's time to try and, reassess and rebrand and regroup and all that stuff. And they've already rebranded this thing once.
Yeah.
But I think it is beyond the shadow of a doubt. The talking point that, hey, you better give us money or you're going to have a losing team, that has been met with deafening silence by Razorback fans who are like, no, that's not, that, no, we can't or we won't. We're not, that's not on us. That's on you. So that's what I think.
The reason that we are seeing all this movement all of a sudden to reduce limit cap players at 85, talking about bringing a lot of this stuff in-house to use.
Because they have to split the revenue moving forward.
But this makes it a whole lot easier where you don't have to go out to the public and ask them for a handout.
Right. Right, because that's not working. Right. Is that fair? Do we need more data? But they've been pushing this thing for since Petrino got hired, this Edge deal. Like, they launched it, the day after, two days after?
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole talking point has been, hey, you better donate to the collective or your teams are going to be bad.
Hey.
And people have not bought into that.
But at least the tuition went up.
Well, that's a different department.
I'm just saying. If they don't get you one way, they'll get you another. Somehow, some way.
That's another department that has nothing to do with the collective. All right.
Parking and transit.
That's right.
We can get the money from them.
They have all the money. No doubt about that.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I forgot that this is the second segment.
We put DQ to sleep.
Again.
Well done. Well done. Yeah.
It's not the first.
Why do you hang out with us? That was a legit question I was asked today.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It is a great question.
By who?
Okay, I need you to
answer. That's immaterial.
I need you to answer the question. You don't need to know all the it was just a discussion, but she's like, why did she hang out with you guys? I'm like, I don't know.
You're edumacated, DQ. Yeah. You have a
so
way out.
Zach.
You actually have a but I forgot 99% of what I was
You talking. Have a way out. You have a future.
You have a future. You have a life ahead of you.
We have nothing.
Exactly. We have nothing but this. Sad, isn't it?
Your Ruskin and Zach Twitter poll.
Well, there we go.
Have you ever bruised the inside of your hand?
I'm a karate man. I bruise on the inside.
70% say that they have.
Karate man.
Absolutely.
As I have now.
Inside. Never show weakness.
When grocery shopping, do you look at the brand or the price? 54% said depend on what it is. 16% say brand only.
Mm.
Have you ever seen a Karen make a scene in public?
Yeah,
66% say sadly no. The I am the Karen vote is going up.
Is it? Well, the Karens are just waking up.
1.5% now say I am the Karen.
Tennis lessons are over.
And does spending money on an app feel different than spending money on anything else? 48% say yes. And those are your Twitter polls.
Thank you, DQ. Paul and Fort Smith, they're going to lose no matter how much we give. Uh-oh.
Whoa, Paul. That goes against what
Paul
we are told.
Paul just cracked the code on this thing.
Mm.
Whoa. Paul, you know too much. I would be... I'd have someone start your car today, Paul. I would not do it yourself. You know too much. Because when you know too much, someone's going to do something about it. You got to be careful. Paul, we hope you stick around, but man, that's tough. There you go.
Bon and Harrison says average people are not going to contribute to help a player drive a Corvette.
That's another thing. Didn't Chuck talk about that? Why would people... Didn't you say that?
Literally just last segment.
You did last segment?
Twice.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's true. I mean,
it is true.
Why would I... who, you know, lives in a 70-year-old rundown house in, you know, a rural part of the state, contributes so you can go get a Corvette.
Yeah.
What kind of utopia are we running here? I mean, what is that?
I like to eat.
Do
like
I get to drive the Corvette?
You do not.
No.
No, but here you go. Here's my paycheck.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
Right. What is that system where everybody on the bottom gives to the people who get rich on the top?
That's a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, okay. There's a name. There's another name for that. Anyway.
Yeah. A crime.
Okay. This is all legal. What are you talking about?
Sure, it's legal for now.
Yeah. Bond is all over that. Way to go, Bond. Thank you. I
absolutely agree. Yeah. And the more and more I think about it, Chuck was right.
Yeah.
It's
well, how'd that feel coming out of your mouth?
Chuck was right. The idea that I'm going to give you money so that your players can live better than I do is simply ridiculous.
Right. And what do you get out of it?
Nothing.
Well, at least with the foundation, you get tickets to stuff,
right?
You know that, and that's the thing. You're willing to when they raise that up every year, you're like, fine, I like where I sit, whatever. I'll keep doing it if I can. Some people can't. There's been many people over the last decade who had tickets to all the sports who had to pick one because they couldn't afford all three.
Look, every year, long about April, I give money to the government, and they don't know what to do with it. So it's the exact same thing. That's my model. You know, show me you know how to use the money, and we'll talk about it.
Let's talk to Joe in Avoca on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. I had quite the commotion yesterday morning.
Oh, really?
My daughter's friends came over. They were going to France, and they came over about 8 o'clock. Two girls and a guy, and they picked her up. I went back inside, and then I heard all this howling and yelling and screaming and stuff outside. The neighbor's got a Rottweiler, a female, and she's normally gentle as can be, but they pinned her up for the last year or so. She's never bothered my dog, but they had a tree down that broke the fence, of course, but anyway, she was attacking my dog, and all them kids were just they're 19 years old. I call them kids, but anyway,
right?
They were free. They were dancing around there, and oh, my old dog, the howler. He's going ooh ooh ooh. He's usually the old cock of the walk. You know what I mean? He likes to think he controls everything, but he met his match. He was getting his you know what, handed to him. Anyway, I had a fire stick, so I figured I'll just fire that into the ground and see if that made the noise. That didn't even faze him. So I finally had to go up there, and the kids were just dancing around there, and they killed him. They killed him. I got them broke up, and I ran her back over to her yard area. And anyway, I found out why she was so worked up. You know why?
Why?
My neighbor came over today and said, "Yeah, my daughter had gone over there and complained." I wasn't going to say nothing, but she was in heat.
Oh.
And my dog was fixed, so I figured she was pissed because he wouldn't perform.
Yep.
So I don't know. She's normally a gentle dog, but I guess when they, you know, them hormones get to flowing, they do some weird stuff. But anyway,
amen.
That was kind of strange.
Shut up, dog.
Oh.
And we've had a lot of strays show up here the last few days, and I guess they're all, a lot of fences are down. But anyway.
How is your place? You make it through okay, except for those trees and stuff?
Yeah, I just had limbs down. It ain't nothing compared to what happened in Rogers.
Right.
I was really lucky.
Yeah.
I think I was without power for 2 or 3 days, but that was it.
Okay.
No big deal. But those people in Rogers, I'm chainsawed out for the moment, but I'm going to go try to help and do what I can. And thank goodness for all them power workers that come from out of state.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe. All right. Joe and Avoca with us here. That's good that Joe made it through okay. He's going to go start sawing some stuff. We need help, man. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of stuff still to be done out there. That's for sure. There's still now there's 19,000 customers without power in Benton County. If your only issue is power, and you're not talking about the people who had their houses and stuff messed up, but if your only issue is I don't have lights, everything else is good, I don't have lights, and you've been talking to somebody who does have lights, like, you know, on one of these apps or whatever, would it be appropriate to say, hey, you want to hang out and, you know, I can get some lights, air conditioning, whatever? Would that be out of line to try and use someone for their electricity?
You've already know you don't like them.
No. Maybe you like them. Maybe this is your in. Maybe you've been trying to figure out how do I, how do I get to know this person
better?
Do
you have power?
I have power. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Play the victim.
Is that bad? Is that a bad move?
Is somebody trying to move in with you?
No. I'm just curious. I always want, there's always people, you talked about the looters yesterday. I'm thinking about the people trying to exploit their lack of electricity to get a date or something. That's what I'm thinking about. What about these people? What are we, is this bad? Is that bad form? Again, the only thing is your power. If all the other stuff is working, obviously those people have a lot more issues to deal with, you know, they don't have a roof, et cetera.
Huh.
But if it's just like, my house is fine, my apartment's fine, I just don't have electricity.
Huh.
Or you do, and she doesn't. You're like, hey, you want to come over? Is that appropriate? I don't know if that's
I think it's better if someone you're talking to doesn't have power for you to say, like, hey, well, you could come over here.
Right.
But don't offer yourself to go over there.
Got it.
If that makes sense. So you can invite the person.
Okay.
And just try to invite
yourself.
Try to hint as much as possible that you want them to invite you over.
I see. All right.
You have to hint. You can't just do it.
Okay. You're shocked by this. You're clutching
your
pearls.
I'm appalled by this.
You're appalled by this.
I am absolutely appalled.
Really?
Yes.
This never occurred to you.
No.
Never in a million years.
No.
Occurred to DQ.
I'm in my me era. I don't care. But all forms of touching are off the table.
We get that?
Yeah, you got it.
We will never hear it again. But
no, we get it.
We'll
never hear it again.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing, here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
A BE in Clarksville. Tinder, but for people with electricity.
More or less. It seems wrong.
Yes, it is wrong. But we are in a world full of horrible people.
Yeah, so
we are. At some point, someone's going to be like,
well, you know, if you want to come over, I got electricity over here. Just saying.
Keith in Bentonville.
JW's quote, animal farm, too.
Yeah, I know.
Orwell.
Keith in Bentonville's texting. He said, Ty going stag is the free space on his bingo card.
Okay, you've never played bingo before.
The free space is the free space. There's nothing on it. How have you never played bingo in your... That is a sheltered life.
DQ, you
I played bingo?
I haven't recently.
House farm, hook her up. And pay her this time. Time's valuable.
I wasn't that good.
He said you were very good.
411. It's the info. It's pickleball.
What's the drama?
What?
411. What's the drama?
Whatever.
Sean has one of the names I was searching for the system where the people at the bottom bleed out the money and the people at the top get rich. Multi-level marketing.
Okay. That's a very fancy
name.
You know,
you got it. You go get three friends and they get three friends and you build your downline. But there's this one person somewhere that's making $500,000 a year doing this. But it'll never be you. It's unbelievable. You know about this stuff, right? Have you ever seen this?
Yes. Yeah. We're getting some questions about the little drop we played there.
So you aim at their butt and hit them that way.
Uh-huh. If you didn't hear the show on Friday because you were doing other stuff, that was Lee.
Yeah.
Lee called in and dropped some knowledge on us. And Friday was a hell of a show.
It was pretty good, yeah.
It was a hell of a show.
Worthy of replaying, honestly. What? I would never suggest. No, I would never suggest.
It was fantastic.
That.
It really, really, really was.
Yeah.
And Lee kind of got the ball rolling, and then all hell broke loose.
Lee was a great caller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how many people texting in on this question I asked. Some people are saying communism, and some people are saying capitalism. So we have never been more divided as a country.
Or maybe more ignorant as a country.
Oh, boy. All right.
Oh boy.
There you go. All right. 866-285-4005. 420. Pickleball scoring.
DQ?
Well, there's not a zero. It can't.
421.
The last digit is somebody's turn. So there's not a zero turn. Okay.
422.
The last digit of the score is always one or two.
One of these days, I will tell the story of someone I was with being involved in a multi-level marketing scam. And I was just like,
okay. So have anything to do with a laptop?
No, that's a different deal.
Okay.
That was her dad that did that.
Sure.
The whole, one day those records won't be embargoed anymore, but I don't know when that'll be.
What if we did it in a different voice?
Well, I got to get some parts.
The names to protect the
internet. I got
to
get some parts for the vocal changer.
The first thing he says to me when he walks in here is, I got to get some new batteries and a cable.
I keep forgetting.
Like, what on earth are you doing?
I had to go drop off some cardboard today. So that I had time today. I just didn't think of it. I had time before I came in here to go and run over there and get some cables, but I didn't do it. But I had time. I'll have time tomorrow. I'll have a lot of time on Friday. So.
Yeah.
Wee. You know what's amazing to me?
Oh, please tell me.
Now, I haven't watched a down of this.
Okay.
But I was looking at this today on the internet. Last week, the United Football League on ABC, I think. Is this? Yeah, on ABC. 976,000 people. There are more people watching the United Football League than will watch any of this college baseball tournament. Who 970.
Who are you? Who are these people that are watching? Identify yourselves.
I don't know.
I have not watched 1 second of it. I will not watch one
but
second.
But people are watching. Not us, but people are watching it, though.
Who said that?
This is what it says right here.
What did that say? 1.3 million?
That's the peak. Between 5:45 and 6 Eastern Saturday, over a million people were watching the UFL game. That's a success for them. I didn't think they'd get 50,000 viewers, but that is a success.
Here we go. Text out of the 479s. People watching are the gambling degenerates. Dufresne, who's
it still counts.
Dufresne, who's incarcerated, says me.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, I'm not, you know, a lot of people are closed-minded about, hey, nobody watches that or everybody watches that. No.
Can I ask a dumb question? People are watching that this. Many people watching television anymore? Like,
a million.
I don't want to go down this road very, very far. But like, once the pandemic hit, my TV habits changed dramatically. Like, I watch very little TV.
See, ours went up. Ours went down.
I found something over the weekend that I liked. I'll watch it to its conclusion, and then I probably won't watch television for another 6 months.
So you're not normal.
Okay, that's fair.
You're not normal.
I'm not a P1
TV
anymore.
TV is still very popular.
Okay. DQ, is that, do you watch? You don't watch a ton of TV.
Not TV shows. I watch more movies, I guess, now. And I watch YouTube a lot. But TV, no.
This is on television. ABC.
Yeah, big
Saturday
big
afternoon. Leading into, what did they have on Saturday night? They have hockey or basketball on. I can't remember. I think it was basketball.
Yeah, it was basketball.
The Pacers and the Celtics.
Wow.
I had no idea. Now, I had no idea 900,000 people
this
were watching
is also
this.
True. Texter of the 479 points out that numbers are whimsical and you can make them say whatever you want. That's true. That is true. And this is one of those situations when you put the graphic up and it's huge and you see the big number. All right, show me where the numbers come from. I have no doubt that people are sitting there watching it, but a million people at 1.3 at its peak, that's a pretty good number for an off-brand league in the beginnings of summer.
I'm stunned. I'm not going to start watching because, again, now it's way too popular, so I couldn't watch it now. And here's one. A lot of viewers were watching on restaurants. No, they don't count those in the ratings. Mm-hmm. The ratings only count households. They don't count the bar. They don't count restaurants. None of that factors in. So, but people are watching this. I'm stunned by that. Way to go, UFL. Maybe you finally figured it out. Spring football. Maybe they finally figured it out. We don't have to get 100 million viewers, but if we get 1 million, we're good. We can work with that.
What was the WNBA number over the weekend? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay. I know that they took a dip because the Fever suck, apparently.
But she scored 30 last night.
She did score 30 last night. It's not her. It's that
the team's terrible.
The team's bad. Right. And if they're not winning and not in it, the novelty wears off.
Yeah.
And I saw that number dipped. I'm curious. I haven't seen numbers on the Indy 500. That was delayed because of weather in Indianapolis. I'm curious to see that's a big sports
weekend. I think
weekend.
That did pretty well.
Did it?
Yeah.
It was a hell of a race.
Well, it also moved into early prime time, right, which helps Sunday. The best sports time slot of the weekend is Sunday from like 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's the honey hole.
Here's a good text out of the 479. How do they know how many watch? Aha! If you happen to have a streaming service that you use an app for or something like that, they track it. That's one.
Yeah.
Then there's a calculation that you go through. You get all your data, you put it into a calculation, and it estimates how many people watched.
Right. Yeah. They have it's the ratings. Mm-hmm. You know, around here, they'll send out surveys of, you know, I don't know, 100 people, and that somehow will extrapolate into what everybody is listening to of, you know, several hundred thousand people. If that makes any sense to you at all. I mean, it's just whatever. I don't see any. I don't see the numbers here. Well, okay. That's fine. Let's play rummage around on the internet.
I think I have music for that. Hold on.
Yeah. Skeeter is excited. The Cardinals are back to 500.
They are. They're playing better baseball. They're also playing worse teams. Yeah. Playing really bad teams. Started with the Red Sox.
Yeah, let me.
Who are horrible.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. Your drive on powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. Letting the standings load here. The Cardinals against teams that are greater than 500 are still 16 and no, that's the wrong team. Are 13 and 15.
Yeah, they're below 500. But the teams that are over or under 500, they're two games over.
You got to make hay.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You got to make hay.
Do it against the bad ones.
They're 27 and 27. That's there. You go, turning it around. Is this one of those situations where you root for them to fail because you hate the manager? Because if they figure this out, they're not going to fire the manager. And I know some of you were banking on that. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's that weird fan dynamic where you're like, okay, well, like win, but don't win too much because I'd like some changes.
That team's going nowhere. I mean, that is not a threat in the Central. So if you're going to make changes, you're going to make changes no matter what. Yeah. You have to look at the entire dynamic. Is it a young team? Do they respond to the manager? Is it injuries? There's a reason, number of reasons. It could be 27 and 27. You could also be a team like the Red Sox with the fifth highest payroll in baseball and still suck. Because five of their top guys are on.
1.9 million average for the F1 race on ABC, the Monaco.
Okay, Monaco.
Yeah. The
which is a terrible race. It's not a race.
Third largest F1 audience ever in the United States.
Okay.
So that's pretty popular still.
I was up early.
And your boy LeClaire won the thing.
Yeah, he did.
In his hometown.
That's right.
And
he's a cut above.
Nobody paid attention to this, but I did. Because I'm a geek, and these are the things I noticed. But David Croft's call as he won the thing was Nance good. You know how Nance always has that little caption to put on a moment? You're like, oh, man, why can't I do that? When Croft goes, he's making the final turn. He's headed towards the finish, the checkered flag. He's like, he's the son of, he even had some backstory.
Yeah, he did.
The son of a hairdresser. He's a cut above. I'm like, oh,
so you love good. You love that.
I love that call. Because Nance does that. Nance will he'll drop in a little biographical moment, nugget, and then it'll anchor the whole thing. You know what I mean? That's so good. They should put Croft on CBS, man. He could do some football, I bet. Yeah, come on. Put that caption on there.
What? He's fine where he is.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Like the year that Gordon Hayward missed the half-court shot and Duke won, Nance pops in with, Duke is the king of the dance. That's good. That's really good.
Skeeter, I love you, man. But he says also, the Indy race is going to be high because Kyle Larson brings the NASCAR and dirt racing fans with him. It's the same guy, right?
I kind of like this Kyle Larson guy. Hold on.
What? The NASCAR and dirt racing fans, that's the same guy.
Yeah. That's
the same dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got one guy.
Yeah.
And he's family. Yeah. I know who Kyle Larson was until.
I like him.
Oh, you like him?
Yeah.
You're a Kyle Larson guy?
Yeah, I like him. Ratings of the 500 up 8%.
Good.
Best ratings in 3 years.
Good.
5 million viewers across all NBC platforms.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.